The Archbishop of Louisville in the US, Joseph Kurtz, says there is a world that is tempted to turn in on itself, but instead we need to share our faith and be both joyful and bold about it. Archbishop Kurtz is among those attending the ongoing Synod of Bishops for New Evangelization and spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, there are some very obvious challenges. One of the first one is the great diversity of people. We're bringing together bishops and other delegates from five continents. So imagine the great richness, both of experiences but also of challenges. Secondly, there is, I think, the general challenge within a world that is tempted to turn in on itself, a world that that tends to care for itself. It's difficult in those circumstances to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. So there are new ways that are required for us to reach out and to announce to others the good news of Jesus Christ. That will take, first of all, our own inner conversion, because we know that any words we speak, if they're not matched by a witness of a joyful life, will not be attractive. And so it is a challenge, I guess, primarily of inner conversion, as we are asked, the documents tell us, to be bold, as we are asked to be both joyful and bold. Now, that's a good combination, I would say.
People, though, are not bold, are they? Some people are actually quite embarrassed almost to announce that they're Christian, because there is this feeling that religious belief in the West is somewhat marginalized, pushed to one side, not allowed to occupy the public sphere.
Yeah, there's a temptation. There's a temptation to consider our religion private. And I'd like to say that first of all, our religious belief is personal, but it is not private, it's public. And it is true that we are always looking for ways to allow people to, in a sense, express their view publicly. One of the introductions I made was the blessing of the child in the womb. And this blessing is meant to be a first evangelization, obviously, for the child in the womb, but a new evangelization for the family. And I did focus groups back in Kentucky. And when I would ask people at the beginning of the focus groups, what would it take for them to share their faith, there was great hesitation. Then at the end, I said to them, let me tell you about this blessing of the child in the womb that was just approved for use in the United States. And to a person, they said, oh, I could tell my niece, or I could tell my friend, I could invite them to a blessing. So I think part of it is something that people believe would be within their reach.
In a much quoted remark, the Archbishop of Washington, Donald Will, spoke of a tsunami of secular influence sweeping across the Western society. Do you find a lot of evidence of that in your own archdiocese?
Well, I think it's a vivid image. And certainly I think anyone who tries to live a life for others understands how tempting it is to turn in on oneself. I think what I had said earlier, an example that I used that I think strikes home is one of the bishops in our small group said that in a card that was to celebrate, if you would, Christmas, the feast in which the Son of God, love outpoured, comes among us, had this description. It said, "Happy holiday. Do something nice for yourself." Well, now that's obviously a very pleasant sentiment, but it is completely turning us inward. And I think, in a sense, a tsunami, but perhaps a tsunami that's somewhat gentle in the way it enters our lives.
Are some of the delegates from the developing countries, where there is still very often a stronger sense of religiosity, do they have any suggestions as to what we in the West maybe are doing wrong?
Well, I'm not sure. What I have found is that people from the various continents are intrigued as they bring, first of all, their own sentiments, because let's face it, every one of us brings both joys and also opportunities, but also great challenges. I think especially of some of the interventions that were made by bishops and other delegates from Africa, and I think they wonder, is this, let's say, falling off of the public practice of the faith, something that will, in a sense, be touching their lives? I guess there's that tsunami image again. So I think there's more curiosity and some wariness rather than the desire to give a recipe for what works in one place in the hope that it'll work in another. So I think in many ways there's the word I would give would be solidarity. I think there's a great desire for us to work as one church. And boy, is that ever encouraging.
Okay, we're now more than halfway through this synod. What are some of the most striking or interesting proposals or ideas that you've heard in this synod that have really struck a chord with you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're at the level of proposal, because I think that is the second part, and I think it's a very studied approach. Here I'm talking as if I've been at many synods. This is my first, so I'm going only on the experience of others. But I would say there are, rather than proposals, I would call them patterns.
Recurring themes?
Recurring themes is a good way to say it. One of the recurring themes is confidence in faith. In other words, the confidence that Christ is the one who acts and Christ is the one who calls. That what we're doing is not simply another human enterprise to be done in a frenzy, but rather begins in contemplation and silence and prayer. And I thought that was encouraging. I think a second was not to fear calling forth others to the work of the new evangelization. Bishops, priests, religious, lay faithful, not to be fearful to do that. And I think a third was something you won't be surprised at, and that is the notion of equipping people. That the same reason we talked earlier in this conversation about people being a little fearful about sharing their faith with others is in some ways they haven't been equipped with a language and a way to do that. We know that we are not to impose our faith on others. Jesus himself did not impose himself on others. But how do we propose things in a way that is inviting? And one of the themes that came through is this notion that in the midst of the falling away from church practice, there is a certain level of searching that maybe is built into the human heart. And that they are some of the themes, at least, that I've been listening to.
Now, in your own archdiocese, what kind of measures or plans do you have in sort of concrete terms to reach out maybe to those, as you say, who sort of drifted away from the church to basically put into act, you know, a new evangelization?
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, people will shriek if they hear me say there's new programs, because it's I've been saying to people that the new evangelization is not a new program. It is a new spirit. It's a new ardor, or I would say enthusiasm, that is important in our faith. Now, we have many opportunities within the Archdiocese of Louisville. We've just completed the first of 4 years of a program called Renew Why Catholic. It is a parish-based small group program based on the Catechism of the Catholic Church, of learning about the faith in small groups and sharing faith. I believe we have about 10,000 people who have participated in one form or another in Why Catholic. That would be an example of something. We don't want to add yet another program. What we'd like to do, though, is make the most of the energy and the openness that people have.
Okay, finally, what would you like to see emerge at the end of this synod? What would you like to see it achieve?
Well, of course, I think someone said, let us go back to that moment in history in which the Lord Jesus called the disciples to go and teach all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I believe he said, I will be with you always. And throughout the pages, do not fear. So my hope will be there will be an enthusiasm, first of all, of valuing our precious faith, of being renewed in our faith, and in a certain humble way in which we convert more deeply into our faith, that we will go forth willing to witness, much like the disciples some 2,000 years ago did.